about tonight, and open up Psalms chapter number 37. And I'll read quite a few verses. It's coming down there, Brother Melvin. I'll read quite a few verses tonight. I'm only going to preach from one of them. But I'll read several verses tonight. We'll get caught up on our Bible reading. In Psalms 37, verse number 23, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous. Now that's something to remember. And seeketh to slay him. They had their eye on Jesus, and they couldn't wait to deliver him up. Then they'll have their eye on you. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he's judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Here's my text verse. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Amen. I want to preach tonight on Mark the perfect man. I've had that on my heart so long. And I'd like to attempt to try to preach on that line tonight. Lord, we thank You, Father, for being in the house of God tonight. Lord, we thank You, dear Father, for the great number that's here tonight. And I pray, dear Father, in our midst You'd set a table, that those that are hungry here tonight could come and dine. Those that are thirsty here tonight could come, Lord, and sup with You and You with them. Lord, we just pray, dear Lord, tonight You'd visit our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. Challenge us by the Word of God. And help us, I pray, with the help of God. And we'll thank You for all You do in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Preaching tonight on Mark the perfect man. I've got several things to say. I'll say them as quick as I can. We'll get out of here. But I mentioned one day about taking that counterfeit $1 billion bill that I had to the bank, and they took out an ink pen and marked on that thing, and they said it wasn't no good. And sometimes I wished I had a marker that I could verify that Christians are real or not, not counterfeit. I kind of wish now I could go back there and put a mark and see if he's really saved or not. And some Christians, I hate to say it, but they're probably just religious and not saved. And I don't know, but I know the Lord knows. The Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are His. Said the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. But I'm talking about marking the perfect man. And I want to say this. I have been perfectly created. Amen. I didn't evolve. And He made me upright. I commented on this a little bit this morning. But in Psalms chapter number 139, the Bible says, starting in verse number 13, or verse number 14, it says, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made. Twice He's done mention that He's been made. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, Thine eyes did see my substance, And yet being unperfect in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they're more than the sand. And when I'm awake, I'm still with thee. But I tell you, buddy, I've been perfectly created. God made me upright. I wasn't born a drunkard. I was a drunkard, but I wasn't born one. I wasn't born a drug addict. I've never been a drug addict. I know people that have. And they tell me I can't help it. I was born this way. I dare to differ. I know better. Because I'm telling you, I've been a drunkard myself. I remember it started with one drink. And let me say, if a devil can get you take one drink, he'll get you take another. And the next thing you know, it'll be followed by another. And the next thing you know, you'll be like me. And you'll be buying beer and whiskey until the point, buddy, you ain't nothing less than a drunkard. Amen. I'll tell you how it gets started. The devil will say, one little drink won't hurt nothing. I remember my peers. Man, there's a bad influence on me. You girls, y'all be careful who you hang out with. It will make a difference. My granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, been hanging out with the wrong bunch. Made a difference. It's made a big difference. It's got me worried about her. I know God's going to do something. I just kind of hope He's merciful when He does. I'll tell you right now, buddy, God, He does chasten His children. It does make a difference who you hang around. And my friend said, here, take your drink. I said, it won't hurt none, just one little sip. Finally, Brother Bobby, I did. They said, how was that? I said, that's pretty good. Give me another. Pretty soon they didn't have to get me nothing. I was getting it for myself. I've been there. It's just something I guess I could preach on and not have to worry about any problem because I've done it. But I'll tell you what, wasn't too long, but I wasn't just drinking with them. I was drinking whether they was around or not. Wasn't too long, but it wasn't me drinking. I'll tell you what, it was a drink in me. And I'm telling you, but I had it bad. But I'm glad Jesus come to set captives free. And I'm glad He set me free of that filthy habit. Because I wasn't using my mouth for nothing but to funnel liquor down. I say glory to God that He saved sinners. Amen. I wasn't born no drunkard. I became one, but I wasn't born one. I've been there. I never was ever a drug addict. I guarantee you they just started with one fix. Somebody said, try you one of this. And I tell you what, most of them, they lace it up with something. I could name some names. But for the sake of the individuals, I'll just tell you, paraphrase here. I know of one man that a guy gave him a marijuana joint. And he had it laced with angel dust. And that guy didn't know it. It about killed him. And another guy did kill him. What a friend. Tell you one of these on the house. All he wanted to do was set the hook so he could take him for the money. Get him addicted. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, this stuff's dangerous. This drugs is dangerous. Drugs are good when they're prescribed and they're taken in the right dosage. But I'll tell you, buddy, you take the wrong drug, the wrong dosage, and it'll kill you just as much as it'll help you to kill you. Amen. I wasn't born no drug addict. I tell you, buddy, I was perfectly created. I wasn't born no homosexual neither. I say glory to God. Now I'm telling you, buddy, our schools, they've been impregnated with this lie from hell. And they try to tell children which gender best describes you. I'm a man. Ain't no question about it. I was born a man. I'm still a man. I'll be a man when I die. I don't have any problem at all knowing I'm a man. I tell you, buddy, I was over there looking at the TV this afternoon. There was a girl on there. I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl or an idiot. I don't know what it was. And another one, buddy, I tell you what, it was a boy and he had more lipstick on than a woman there. And I tell you what, I noticed all of them and took destruction on that. They ain't got no problem with my identity. I know I'm a man. But I'll tell you what our schools will do. They'll tell you if you're uncomfortable calling yourself a man or boy, it's okay. We've got accommodations. We'll make some kind of exception with you. And you can go use the girls' restroom or whatever. I say, fool on that bunch of junk. Man, that ain't no school. Man, they're making twofold more childs of hell than themselves. They do stuff like that right there. Our children need to be brought up in love and admonition of the Lord. Listen, I think everybody needs guidance. I think everybody needs to be instructed, but they need to have the right instruction. If you ain't got the right instruction, the outcome's not going to be right. But when they tell somebody, it's okay, you know, if you feel that way or whatever, I'll tell you what they need. They need somebody to go talk to them and tell them what the Word of God says. And the Bible said this, I know that God man made upright, and they sought out many inventions. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. I wasn't born a homosexual. And anybody, and you quote me on this, matter of fact, this going on everywhere, this is Eddie Wade in Columbia, Kentucky. Anybody that says they was born homosexual has believed a lie, and if they don't change, they'll be damned throughout eternity. I'm telling you, God don't condemn homosexuality. He'll save a homosexual just as much as He'll save a drunkard or a drug addict. But I'll tell you right now, they'll sin!
Amen.
Amen. Ain't too much preaching today against sin. It's more condoning sin. It's more making exceptions. Make some kind of new law, you know, where this kind of preaching is called hate speech. Now, Sister Carolyn,
yeah.
I'm not supposed to speak against that. Now, I think about old John the Baptist. He saw old Herod there with Herodias, his brother's wife, and you know, he wasn't trying to be politically correct. I don't think when he said it's not lawful if you have your brother's wife. I tell you what, buddy, that's what calling like is supposed to be. Now, Herodias didn't like that, and Herod was too much of a wimp to do anything about it, but John lost his head, but glory to God, he still called it like it was. He said it's unlawful if you have your brother's wife. Man, I tell you what, ain't many John the Baptist day men. Me and my brother Anthony rode over this afternoon. We heard a guy preaching on the radio, Old Time Tabernacle Camp Meeting. And he got saved in 1951, this guy did. Man, I wasn't even born in 1954, and I'm 58, so I don't know how old that guy, how long ago it's been. But I'll tell you what, buddy, he's preaching against sin. But I wasn't born a drunkard. I wasn't born a drug addict. I wasn't born a homosexual, and neither were you. Amen. I didn't evolve. I haven't been reincarnated. I've been fashioned in His likeness. Job said, Job chapter 10, verse 8. Who said amen back there? Amen. I mean, tell you, buddy, God took dust. And of that dust, He formed a man. And He breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. And that man became a living soul, and it's still unbelievable today. But God done it, and it's marvelous in His eyes. And He took a man and made him of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils, and he became a living soul. And today, man finds some guy down, he's passed out, maybe been in the pool, drunk, drowned, whatever, and the first thing they do is start breathing in his nostrils. And if they're successful, he'll become back alive again. But wonder who they learned that from. You ever think about where some of this stuff originated from? I mean, God caused a deep sleep come on Adam, opened up the flesh, took out a rib, and closed the flesh back up, and man says, hey, I can do that. We're real smart, amen. But I'll tell you what, buddy, I didn't evolve. I haven't been reincarnated. I've been fashioned in His likeness. I've been perfectly created. Boy, if you don't realize you've got a Creator, the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse number 1, it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come nigh, and thou sayest, I have no pleasure in Him. Don't forget God when you're young, growing up. You got much to do with Him. He's got your tomorrow in His hand. It depends upon Him or not, whether you see it. Amen. I've been perfectly created. Let me say also, I've been perfectly saved. I say glory, hallelujah. I don't hope I am. I'm not working on it. I'm not enduring to the end. Praise God, He's working on me, and glory to God, He's begun to work in me. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, till He'll continue it till the day of Christ Jesus. He's not ashamed to call me Brother Eddie. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 10. But I want you to know I've been perfectly saved. Man, if a devil could, I'll tell you what, he'd do something about it. But I'm glad he came. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 18, verse number 30, says God's way is perfect. Praise God. The next verse, verse 32, said He made my way perfect. Hallelujah. He bought me. He saved me. He's my shepherd. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, said He bought me. We've been bought with a price. The precious blood of the Lamb of God. But also Titus chapter 3, verse 5, says not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing regeneration of the Holy Ghost. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. Wasn't nothing I could do. All I could do is confess I was lost. And if I'm lost, that means I need a Savior. And ain't for one, I feel sorry for those that think they can go to somebody else and make the heaven. But the Bible says plainly in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, that there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, that name Jesus. But I'll tell you what, buddy, He came this world to save, and He saved anyway, and I still stand amazed, but glory to God, I am saved, and no one that call it amazing grace. But not only that, He's my shepherd, glory to God. John chapter 10, verse 14. They wrote a song called He Knows My Name. He said He knows His sheep by name. He calls them by name. Let me give you an example of that. St. John chapter 20, Jesus is rose from the dead. Mary Magdalene comes by inquiring about her Savior, and she sees Him and supposes that He's a gardener. And she said, "Where have you laid Him? And I'll come and get Him." And listen, He says, "Mary." And she turned about and said, "Rabboni!" It's only mentioned in the Bible one time. You know why she said Rabboni? Because, buddy, she knew that voice. When he said Mary, buddy, she didn't have no problem at all knowing he wasn't a gardener no more. She said, "Rabboni!" Amen. I'm glad, praise God, He's the shepherd that knows His sheep. All He had to do was say, "Mary!" And there was no longer no problem at all her knowing who He was. But I've been perfectly saved by a perfect sacrifice, by a perfect Savior that had a perfect resurrection. And I'll tell you what, buddy, coming for a perfect church that He cleansed with His own blood, that He purchased with His blood, that He's going to present in His glory without spot, without blemish. Glory to God! Hallelujah! I'm not just going to heaven, I'm going first class. Amen. Thanks to that blood, Sister Molly. The Bible said the blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. I've been perfectly saved. I'm not perfect. I've been perfectly saved. What are you saying, brother? It don't make no sense. I've been perfectly saved. But I'll tell you right now, there's a devil down here. And just as much as the devil down here, I got flesh to deal with. I fail. I fall. That's why the Bible said the Lord raises him up. This righteous falleth seven times, but the Lord raised him up. There's times I'm down, times I'm up, but there ain't never been a time I ain't been saved. Amen. Glory to God. Brother Bob, I used to be afraid to close my eyes at night. I was afraid of where I'd wake up at. Y'all may not ever done that, but I'll tell you what, buddy, I was afraid of where I was going to open my eyes at. I was scared to go to sleep. I don't worry no more. Man, I ain't kidding. I don't worry about that no more. Glory to God. He giveth His beloved sleep. I pillow my head tonight. My wife said, "I wish I could sleep like you." I said, "It's up to you, honey. Just get right with God. It's a package deal." Hey, man, He giveth His beloved sleep. And glory to God, I sleep with the best of them, Brother Melvin. I can sleep standing up. They tell me out there at work, I sleep my eyes open. They caught me asleep. I'm sitting there, and I'm doing like this, and I'm asleep. They said, "You awake?" Yeah. I'll tell you right now, boy. Man, oh man, what a Savior. Amen. Yeah, they said I've stood there for only how long, never moved nothing. But my arms just moving out of habit, I reckon. But they said the eyes glassed over and I'm just sitting there. And all I'm doing, praise God, I'm just sitting there. And this old body's doing what it's supposed to do, but I'll tell you what, his old mind's resting, amen. Oh, praise God for sleep. The Bible said there's no rest, saith the Lord. No peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And listen, ain't no rest to the lost. The Bible said that in Psalms chapter number 1. I'm telling you, they're tossed to and fro with a tempest. But glory to God, He gives me a perfect salvation. And I'm perfectly saved. And I'm enjoying the journey. I don't know about y'all, but every now and then I just stop and shout a little bit. I go down the road, somebody trying to pass me, and I'm going, "Woo! Hallelujah!" Man, I'm telling you, when your name's wrote down in heaven, I get enjoying that every now and then, Brother Bobby. Somebody be singing a song, it'll resonate with that Holy Spirit's in me, and it starts manifesting like a volcano, and pretty soon something's got to go somewhere. I don't know how in the world I keep them having a wreck, but I go down the interstate all the time with a foot up on the dash, and I, "Woo! Glory!" Y'all don't do that, buddy. You better have something checked out. Man, I'm telling you, He's got a quickening spirit. And it's so quick sometimes I can't help myself. I'm wondering I don't get outside the car and outrun it sometimes. Amen. The Bible said God girded up the loins of Elijah. And he outrun old Ahab's chariot. Sometimes I feel like I could get out of that car and outrun it going down the highway. I have been perfectly saved. And I say that tonight, I may spend just a little bit longer here. There's some people tonight, they can't even enjoy the things of God because they're afraid. And the Bible says fear bringeth torment. But perfect love casteth out. Yeah. He had perfect love on me. I got something I didn't deserve. Paul said, I obtained mercy because I did what I did ignorantly. Oh, Brother Eddie, I was dumb in a box of rocks, but I'll tell you what, I run into one. And I'll tell you what, buddy, he's got wisdom. He knew what I need. He knew how to get it to me. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I was glad when he did. But oh man, he made me whole. There ain't no room in here for the old devil no more. I tell you what, buddy, he still comes against me, don't get me wrong. But he can't find that lodging place no more. I mean, the Bible talks about, you know, when an unclean spirit's cast out of a man. I tell you what, it walking through dry places and it come back. I ain't gonna be able to drink no water. But I tell you what, he come back and he finds it empty and garnished and he brings seven more wicked than himself and a lot of that man's worse than him again. I want you to know when he comes back, it's a full house. Glory to God. I got three people in there, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. We're all just having a glorious time. Hallelujah. Woo! I like having a good time in God. Man, I've been enjoying the things of God. I tell you what, buddy, you get to just start counting your blessings. Peyton Sheen here tonight, she said she had five toes. I tell you what, you'll find out they go beyond five. You'll find out, buddy, you can't even multiply and get there where they're at. But blessings, amen. God said He poured out blessing in the room, couldn't contain it. I've been perfectly saved. Whew. He's able to save to the uttermost. The Bible says, and that's where I was in the uttermost. But not only that, I've got perfect peace. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3 said, He giveth him perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him. I don't know why, but for some reason, none of my mind won't go nowhere but to Him. And I mean, I'm either singing about Him, thinking about Him, or telling someone about Him. But I'm telling you, my mind is always upon Him. There's no room for anything else. I tell you, any time if God would let you look in my head, you'd see in there I'm having conversation with Him even right now. Glory to God. Whew. There's people in this world that give anything to have peace. I told y'all one time I had an office day at work ever was, and that happened. Listen, I don't care if you're saved or not. Let me spend just one more minute right there. I know I'm saved. I worked in a place that people out there, buddy, they cursed. Man, they told stuff wasn't fit to hear. Man, I'm telling you what, they bragged about sin. They come to work both eyes black. Boy, we had a good time over the weekend. Man, just awful filth and stuff you ever seen in your life. You say, what in the world would a Christian be doing working in a place like that? That's exactly the place a Christian needs to be. That's a good place to work. Those people need what you've got. Amen. I'm telling you right now, buddy, they ain't going to make it if something like you don't get to them because all they know is sin. Amen. Jesus went to where they were. He came seeking those which were lost. He comes seeking the sick. He said, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that be sick. But anyway, getting back to my thought, I'll tell you what, buddy, I was out there and I had a bad day and it happens. Listen, just cause you saved don't mean you won't have bad days. But remember, sometimes I can't do nothing. I can't even get dressed. I've had days I couldn't even get my foot in my pants. You know what I did? Just counted all joy. I thought, light affliction. Man, the house wasn't on fire. The kids was okay. Had something to eat. Amen. But I'm just having a little light affliction. I'm frustrated just a little bit. But it's just light. And I had a bad day that day at work. And on the way home, boy, I felt like, boy, the devil had got his best on me. And on the way home, as I'm coming down the bypass, I'm crossing the railroad tracks. And at that time, King of Kings hadn't been manifested yet, and I was listening to 90.1, which is WJCR, where Jesus Christ reigns. And this woman came on the radio, and she was in tears, and on the radio, to my amazement, she said, I'm a millionaire several times over. And she said, I'll give every penny of it for one night's peace. I'm sitting there thinking, man, I ain't even got two nickels rubbed together, and I'm richer than her. You know, I preached this morning, are you rich in God? I was richer than her. I was rich with true riches. Amen. I'm sitting there thinking, glory to God, I got peace. I ain't got the wealth she's got, but I got something more greater than that wealth. She said she'd give everything she had for what I was taking for granted. And I said, glory to God, I got peace. Amen. He gives me perfect peace. He gives me peace that passes all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. The world can't understand it, Gayla. They say, I just don't understand you. No matter what, you just praise God. Well, that's that perfect peace. I ain't kidding you. That perfect peace, it just expels darkness. That perfect peace, it just prevails in any situation. I backed over the swimmer, Brother Bobby, and I was glad I had perfect peace. My son said, I can't believe you done that. I couldn't deny it. I said, I can't believe it neither. Go get me some duct tape. I mean, what do you do? I had perfect peace, but it had to be pretty quick before I lost all the water out of the pool. But I'll tell you what, before I had that perfect peace, Brother Melvin, you know what I'd have done? I'd have got out and I'd cussed. I'd cussed like a blue streak, you know what I mean? I'd have got out, I'd took God's name in vain, I'd have blamed God for something that was my fault, like I used to do. But that perfect peace, boy, it made a difference.
Amen.
I said, go get some duct tape. It didn't really seem like it was going to do no good, but I jumped in there anyway, and to my amazement, I found out, buddy, God, duct tape works. Amen.
Amen.
My son said, look, Dad, he said, you're wasting your time. He said, I've been watching that Mythbusters, and he said, that duct tape won't work. But I'll tell you what, God and duct tape will work. I'm sitting there saying, Lord, I need some help. That first piece I stuck up for Brother Billy, it just went right on out the hole. I made a hole in about 2 foot long. It just went right straight at it. I put two up down this way, and then one across that way, and it stopped. And I said, hey, we're gaining ground here. I put about 25 strips on there and then got outside and put about 3 rolls on the outside and taped it all up. It looked awful, but it held water the next morning. That perfect peace, it passes all understanding. That night your barn burnt down, Brother Melvin. You had perfect peace, didn't you? Terrible loss. But I'll tell you what, God gave him a better barn. And I'll tell you what, buddy. I ain't going to tell you barn won't burn down. I ain't going to tell you ain't going to back over the swimming pool. I ain't going to tell you ain't going to break your leg. I ain't going to tell you car ain't going to blow up. I'll just tell you one thing, buddy. God will make it right. I'll tell you what, buddy. He'll help you through it. And no wonder the psalmist that said, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, glory! He said, oh, fear no evil. I got perfect peace. Woo! Y'all ain't never been there. I'm telling you. When you're there, the valley of the shadow of death, and it's got all the threats and all of the dangers roaring and reaching out to you, you say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll tell you what, buddy. When a doctor said no good, no hope, no way, you're out of here. I'm glad I got perfect peace. I'm glad when the doctor said we've done all we know to do. There's nothing else, nothing we can offer you. I'm glad I got perfect peace. I'm telling you, when the bank says, buddy, you better get up here. It don't look good. I'm glad I got perfect peace. Glory to God. Man, you don't really think about that till you really need it. I mean, buddy, when the rubber hits the road. I mean, when everything has failed. I remember hearing Brother Rick one time talk about Mays Jackson's mother and father. And you know, he was in the depression. And they run to town. His dad went to town as quick as he could. And he come back home and he said, Mother, we've lost everything. The banks have folded. And she said, no, we haven't. She said, we still got the Lord. That's somebody with perfect peace. Let me tell you something. Them banks could close tomorrow. They won't gain nothing from me. When they read my will, Brother Bobby, it'll say, being a sound mind and body, I'll spend it all. Ain't nothing to fight over. Amen. Won't be none of them vultures over my funeral. Won't be up there trying to bicker over whatever I got. Man, whatever I got, they'll have to haul it a dump and pile up and burn it. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Don't think bad about me. I've got riches, boy. I mean real riches. I've got the riches of God. I'm telling you, I'm blessed coming and going. I wake up blessed. I go to sleep blessed. While I'm sleeping, I'm getting blessed. Woo! Y'all go ahead and be silent. I'll raise the graveyard. Whew. Perfect peace. Man, oh man. Let them fire the missiles. I used to be afraid of those nuclear wars. I got to thinking, what are we going to do if Russia fires one of them nuclear warheads? Let them fire it. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Got perfect peace. Man, they said, John Hagee's over there preaching one time. A guy came in to listen. John Hagee's this wide. And he emptied a gun at him point blank. Never put a scratch on him. Somebody said, how'd that happen? I said, perfect peace. He might have danced a little bit. I don't know. I ain't seen it. But I'm telling you right now, John Hagee's not a little guy. And a guy shot point blank at him. I don't know how many shells, six or seven, and never brought a scratch off of him. I'll tell you what, buddy, God makes a difference. Amen. Brother Lord, perfect peace. When the corn burns, perfect peace. When the crops don't yield, perfect peace. Praise God. I'm glad, praise God, that God can make a difference when the things don't go right. One reason, praise God, is He's a Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Glory to God, one day the government will be on His shoulder. And we'll have a true government then. It will be righteous, godly, and soberly then. But right now, buddy, it's a bunch of, I guess we better be polite here, but we got a bunch of crooks up there robbing in the hen house. That's what we got. And they're lining their pockets with your money and my money. And I tell you what, they need to be arrested and thrown out of there because they ain't fit to be in the position they're in. David said, men that rule over men must be just. I just disqualified about 95% of them. And he said, ruling in the fear of God. That took care of all of them. Amen. Those of you that don't know it, you got a bunch of enemies up there in the White House. They ain't got no business in there. They're not Americans. They're anti-American. I can name them. I'll tell you right now, you do your homework. But glory to God. He's the Prince of Peace. Praise God. I want to read this. I don't want to try to quote this. You listen to this right here. John 17, verse 23. How the Word of God, word for word, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Whew. Man, oh man, it's just so much Jesus done. He made me into a perfect man, gave me perfect peace, but even more so, I'm looking for a perfect day. The Bible said the path of the just is as a shining light. It shineth more and more until the perfect day. This ain't the perfect day. But I tell you what, I've got enough grace and I've got enough of His peace to make it through anything the devil throws in my way. But one day, glory to God, I'll be home. I'll be at that perfect day in that perfect light. And glory to God, see the joys of the Lord and shout with a multitude that's up there right now. Man, oh man. I can only imagine the song said, I'll do more than imagine, I'll behold. Job said, I'll see with my own eyes and not another. I'll see Him in His glory. And glory to God, it won't be but for a moment. It'll be for eternity. Then disciples saw Him on that Mount Transfiguration as He was transfigured in their presence. And they saw His glory. And they said, this is a good place to be. But they couldn't stay. I'm going to be in a good place to be. I'm going to get stayed, Sister Gayla. Whew. Hallelujah. Mark the perfect man. Did you notice? It said the end of that man. Look at that, verse 37. Mark the perfect man. And behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. I don't know how it's going to end with you. I know how it's going to end with me. I'm going to close my eyes one day here. And I'm going to open them up over there. And all now I'm going to regret is I wish the Lord got me there quicker. I told y'all the only regret I had about getting saved is I wished I'd done it sooner. But when God finally gets me to my home, the only regret I'm going to have is I wish I'd got there sooner. I wish He'd come for me sooner. But I'll tell you what, when He does come, it'll be all right. I know one thing, He is coming. The day of the Lord will come. The Lord's going to come. I don't know when. I don't know the date. I don't know the hour. I just know He's going to come. And when He comes, I'm leaving. Glory to God. They can have this bunch of junk. I'm going to work till He comes. I'm going to be witnessing till He comes. I'm going to be telling people about Him. I'm going to be praising Him. I'm going to be in the house of God till He comes. But I'll tell you what, when He comes, I'm leaving. I don't want to tarry one second longer than need be. Man, it's like serving time to the child of God. It's like being in prison. I'm telling you, buddy, when Paul said to be a Christ far better, I like the far better. Man, I'll tell you what, it's been pretty good for me down here. I couldn't complain. Man, I'll tell you what, God's been gracious to me. I've seen good days. I'm 58 years old. And for the most of my life, I've been blessed. Even when I was lost, I was blessed. God washed out for me, washed over me, looked way ahead of the road for me and protected me, got me to Calvary, got me saved, got me called to preach, been spoon-feeding me like a suckling child. And I tell you what, has nurtured me and brought me up to be the man of God that I am today. And I see glory. I wouldn't take nothing. Man, I'll tell you what, I'd have to step down. It'd be a demotion to go to be the president of these United States. It'd be a demotion. It'd be less. I'm telling you what, it's a high calling. It's a high honor that God would put His hand on me and say, go preach my word. Amen. And I'll tell you what, but I don't take this thing lightly. I'll tell you right now, one day, glory to God, I'll stand before Him and I'll hear Him say, well done. I'll stand before Him and He'll say, son, I appreciate the work you've done and I want to put a reward upon you. And I'll be there the day He puts a crown upon my head. And when He places a crown upon my head, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it off and I'm going to cast it down to His feet so I can give Him a kingly gift. Glory to God. I ain't got nothing fit to give a king. And I'll tell you, I'm going to give Him a kingly gift. I've told this before. It won't take me but a minute to tell it again. Maybe somebody on the radio needs to hear it. Or somebody on the internet needs to hear it. But it's a true story. I heard this also on the radio. Arnold Palmer played golf in Arabia. And the king of Arabia come out to see him play golf. And the king of Arabia was very much impressed watching Arnold Palmer play golf. And the king of Arabia summoned Arnold Palmer and had him brought to him. And Arnold Palmer stood before the king of Arabia. And the king of Arabia said, I enjoyed watching you play golf, and I want to give you a gift. And Arnold Palmer, being modest, he said, sir, you don't have to give me no gift. This is what I do for a living. I enjoy doing this. And I appreciate you all. You don't have to give me no gift. And the king of Arabia insisted. He said, no, I insist. I want to give you a gift. And Arnold said, you don't have to give me no gift, king. This is what I do for a living. And the king said, I insist. And Arnold Palmer, he is perplexed. He thought there for a minute. He thought, how can I handle this? Finally, he said, king, I'll tell you what. You want to give me a gift? Just give me a golf club. That'll be fine. And the king of Arabia gave Arnold Palmer a golf club. Now, this is a long time ago. This is 24 years ago. The king of Arabia gave Arnold Palmer a golf club. A $6 million golf club with 18 holes, a motel, a swimming pool. The moral of that is, a king does not give a small gift. And the King of Kings, the Bible says, is going to give us gifts. Kingly gifts. And I tell you what, I can't wait to see Him. But I'll tell you what, I don't have nothing fit to give Him, but He's going to give me a gift fit to give Him. And the Bible said they cast their crowns down at His feet. And they said, you're worthy. And the Bible said He came, and on His head was many what? Crowns. Right. Amen. That's why that group's called Casting Crowns. We'll cast my crown down at His feet. He's going to take that as honor bestowed upon Him. And He's going to honor that gift. And He's going to wear it. He's going to own His head. It's going to be many crowns. Lord, thank You for the message tonight. I appreciate, Lord, the help of the Holy Spirit of God. Seems like, Lord, the Sunday night services have even been better than the Sunday morning services. And I pray, dear Father, tonight somebody, Lord, hearing this message here or hearing this message on the internet will consider, Lord, that You want to make them perfect, that You want to change their corruption to incorruption. You want to change their mortal to immortality. You want to change their carnality, Lord, to Lord, spiritual. I pray, dear Father, tonight that someone, Lord, will see through spiritual eyes and see the nail-scarred hand that died for them, reaching out to them. And I pray by faith they'll take You by the hand and receive the greatest gift, the unspeakable gift, the gift of God, eternal life that You gave through Your Son, Christ Jesus. Help us in this invitation. Thank You for meeting with us tonight. In Jesus' blessed name we ask it. Amen. Ask everybody to stand. Brother Melvin, would you please get us an invitational hymn tonight? Listen tonight. If you're not perfect tonight, it's not His fault. I'll tell you right now, if you want to be perfect, He can make you perfect. You got a problem tonight? Most of us do. Won't you come get some help with that tonight? I'm telling you, God offers help. His kind of help is real help. The doctors offer help, but what they end up doing make you worse than what you were. That woman had that issue of blood. She went and seen many physicians, and the Bible says she suffered many things, grew nothing better, but rather worse, and spent everything she had. I'll tell you what, the Lord offers real help. If you need some help tonight, come on up for old Brother Eddie and pray with you. Go ahead there, Brother.
128.
You just come if you need to. Heart and not your heart be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Then why not tonight? Some may never rise. To bless thy long deluded sigh. This is the time, oh, then be wise. Be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Then why not tonight? Listen to this verse. Lord, in pity linger still, and will thou thus his love requite? Renounce at once your stubborn will, be saved, oh, tonight. Why not tonight? Why not let Jesus receive the reward of his suffering? Why not let him be Lord? Why not let him go home tonight with you? Then why not tonight? Our blessed Lord refuses none. He's waiting. To him their souls unite. Leave, obey, the work is done. Be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Then why not tonight? Wish I brought a marker here tonight. I'll tell you right now, I'm glad he makes men perfect. My wife's got a perfect husband. Don't tell her though. I can put up with her now. I couldn't before. Wanted to kill her before. Now I just want to love her and pray for her. Amen.
Brother Eddie, I'd like to be prayed for tonight.
We'll do that, Brother Billy. We sure will. We'll pray for Brother Billy here in just a minute. Yeah. Anybody got any praise on your heart? Can we pray for Brother Billy? Appreciate his faith. You know, James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. That's how you show faith. Brother Billy said, I want to be prayed for tonight. We'll be glad to do that. I'll give you an opportunity. If you need to praise the Lord tonight, give you an opportunity to do that. I know it's hot in here. If you need to praise the Lord, if you need to leave, all that's okay. We're going to pray for Brother Billy here in just a second.
What does Melvin do? Praise the Lord three times? Yeah, everything has to praise the Lord. Let's do it three times.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Amen. Let everything have bread. We don't do it the rocks with it. Amen. You're talking about one word. Now they'll praise the football player. They'll praise the Jacksons. They'll praise the Elvis Presleys. Go in there and praise the Lord. Listen. You're talking about one word. Yet never gets praise. It's Jesus. Oh, it's blind. Well, if God was who he was, why this happened? Praise the Lord. Everything, praise the Lord. Man, if I was to break my leg right now, I'd say, praise God, didn't break nothing. Amen. Amen. I've done it before. That's what it takes them now. Y'all schooling her. Yeah. True. Well said. Well said. Somebody help me pray with my brother tonight. Need some men and women that know where the prayer. Father, we know our brother tonight, Brother Billy. Lord, he's desiring prayer. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you're the one, Lord, that hears prayer. You're the one, Lord, that answers prayer. Yeah. We just pray you'll help Brother Billy, Lord. Lord, he's brought himself to you. Lord, he don't have to go no further than you. And I pray you'll honor his faith tonight. I pray you'll not just touch and heal him. I pray you bless him so much you'd have to call somebody tonight and tell them about it. Lord, we give you glory for you ever do it. We thank you, Lord, dear God, that you're still, Lord, a prayer answering God, a still merciful, gracious God that's good to all that call upon you. And I pray, Lord, dear God, you bless my brother. Give him good days. Bless his wife. Bless her home. Lord, I pray the mighty blessing of God upon him and his family. We'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Brother Billy. It's part of the service right there. Hallelujah. Anybody else got anything tonight? If not, sorry about it being so hot in here tonight. Thank you for coming.
Pray for some cool weather.
Fires some cool weather. The air conditioner works in heaven. It don't work down the other place.
Don't
bend
the tape.
Yeah. Amen. That's right, brother. That's right. That's right. Reasonable service. Yeah, I told him to wait. Till the wind was in the mulberry bushes, yeah. Yeah, the servant of Elisha. He said, greater they was us than they was with them. He said, yeah. That's right. We'll definitely do it, brother. I like preaching, don't get me wrong, but I really like it when God gets in it. Amen? Go ahead and dismiss us. Dismiss us in prayer there, Brother Melvin.